My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Coming up at 5:30, never read the comments, our final preseason edition, some thoughts on some of the predictions we made. And then 6 o'clock hour, it is time for all of the predictions. Yeah, we're going to go through each division, pick our winner. We're running out of time because the NFL opens tonight, Ravens Chiefs here on the Team 980, courtesy of Westwood One. But yeah, we're going to pick every division winner. We're going to pick Super Bowl winner. We're going to pick MVP, Offensive Defensive Player of the Year, Offensive Defensive Rookie of the Year. You know the deal. So 6 o'clock is prediction hour. But right now, man, nothing better to welcome in football season than one of our smartest friends of the show. It is time for Not My Beat.
Today's top story, from the perspective of someone who's there.
You are looking live.
This just in.
Not My Beat.
Joining us now here on the day that football is back, it's our friend Dan Orlovsky from ESPN. Of course, you can watch him on NFL Live and every other NFL show or NFL adjacent show that they have. Dano, it's back. Football is here. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. You know, as excited as anybody that football is back. It's funny going through the summer, you know, so often see people and they're like, man, can't wait. We're getting close to football coming back. You know, I can't wait. And I'm always like, nah, you know what? It can hold off, you know, because the season is so long. But now that it's here, obviously wildly excited.
Yeah, absolutely. So Jaden Daniels will make his pro debut this weekend against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It's a heck of a challenge. Before we get to that game specifically, what have you seen from Jaden throughout the preseason and in talking to anybody that you know around the building that has either confirmed some of the things that you were excited about with Daniels coming out of the draft or maybe even surprised you one way or the other about him as he heads into his debut?
Yeah, I think when you see the reports of how he's performed in camp and how he's carried himself and the leadership element and the work ethic, it makes you feel great about some of the, at least the beliefs that you had in the young man, certainly me personally. And then you watch some of the, albeit small sample size in the preseason, but and obviously the throw down the field, down the right sideline against the Jets was beautiful in week one. And then some of the throws against Miami with the ball placement and really putting it on the right shoulder, because that was certainly a strength of his. And so while it being a small body of work, you know, it's nice to see that the stuff that I felt was really the strength of his game in college easily showed itself in the NFL. And I understand it's simplified in the preseason, but it's nice to see that. And so everything you hear about the young man is in a positive fashion, and the excitement behind kind of what he's shown so far on a day-to-day basis. So I'm wildly excited for him and in Washington and kind of seeing, you know, how quickly he can get up to speed at the NFL level.
So one thing that I've talked about quite a bit since the draft is something that you said like the week of the draft when you came on the show that all of a sudden kind of shape-shifted the way I was looking at Daniels and really like took my excitement about him to another level, which is you thought he had the best eyes in the draft. And I think about actually a play where he throws the ball out of bounds against Miami when he sees that they messed up the protection on the blitz and he throws it over
McLaurin's head.
Yep, exactly.
Yep.
And so to see that come to life, my question for you, Dan, is like, what's the difference doing that in a preseason? Because that was a game where Miami had a little bit more in, but it's still not real regular season NFL football. Everything is so vanilla now in the preseason. What is the difference in doing that in the preseason or in camp versus what he's going to face, especially against a blitz master in Todd Bowles on Sunday?
Yeah, I think, well, specifically in general, during the preseason, it's great that you see it, and it's great that you don't take the hit and you throw it away. But there's no negative consequence to that result. The difference is in the regular season, you know, the wins and losses matter. You know, the not converting on third down matters. The not hurting a defense doing it matters. And that's really the philosophy when you're playing against teams that pressure you defensively. Offensively, there's one of two things. You can either protect against it, meaning, hey, we just want to make sure bad stuff doesn't happen. So it's a get the ball to your hands. You could throw it away or you could check to a play. Maybe get to a perimeter screen, something like that. Or you could try and hurt it. Hey, if you're going to blitz me and I feel like I got a beat on it, I'm going to try to hurt you. I'm trying to gut you. And so you really want to live in the world of trying to gut teams. You got to have the right people. You got to have the right quarterback and the right perimeter players to do it. And so it's great that happens in the preseason and you show that, okay, I saw it. But it doesn't matter that, oh, man, it's a third down and we're out of field goal range or something like that. In the regular season, it will. And so I think that's really what you want to see is, you know, can you really, you know, make those impactful plays when they matter in games on the line? And he's going to get a baptism by fire, no question, week one against Todd Bowles.
So what is it that makes, in your mind, Bowles' blitz package so, I don't know if you'd call it unique, special, rare, like, yep. I don't know if he's one of, you would say like, oh, he's one of one, or, you know, one of the best of a certain tree, but what makes it so dang hard to play against? I'll phrase it that way.
Yeah, options, variety, you know, and it's almost like if you take an offensive football, and if everyone closes their eyes and they think of the Kyle Shanahan offense, or the Matt LaFleur offense, there's so much that comes off of one formation or one action. And that's what causes the defense to play so hesitant. And it's the same way with Todd Bowles as a blitz guy. He'll give pressure-wise and coverage-wise that can come off of it. And he'll run the same pressure in two different ways with two different coverages. And you sit there and go, well, the last time you showed me this look, you brought those two blitzers and you played man coverage, but this time you put that same look in those same two blitzers, but you play cover two behind it. And so it's just the options that he has off of very similar looks. And that forces, you know, when you're playing against blitz, it takes everybody. It's not just the quarterback. So you got to have everybody in your offensive line seeing it the same way and executing it the same way. And your receiver's got to see it the same way and executing it. And the same with your backs. And if one person's wrong, your quarterback gets their head taken off or he's running for his life. And so that's really the biggest challenge. You got to get all 11 on the same page, and they force you to do it in a really quick amount of time. And you got to think really at a high and efficient level. And so I think that's the big challenge, Craig. And then I would say this, you know, what's going to be the one of the most interesting parts in this game is we saw a sprinkle of tempo in the preseason from this offense. Cliff's done it in his past. Jaden's obviously done it in college. How much are they going to do it? And when they're doing it, two things. One, how much does that calm down some of the blitzing from Bowles? It will a little bit, but not that much. And, you know, you could have a tendency as a quarterback when you play with tempo, you can think that you're not going to get pressure or exotics. And I think Washington will. And how does Jaden in tempo handle that stuff in a calm manner? I think that's going to be huge this week.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dan Orlovsky, ESPN NFL analyst with us here on the Hoffman Show on the Team 980. So how can Cliff help that? Obviously, he can get in his headset and be like, hey, remember, it's still Todd Bowles calling defenses. You're going to get pressure. There's the kind of that mental preparation. But then schematically, obviously, there's stuff he can do as well. Knowing Cliff's offense like you do, having studied it with the intensity that you have, what are some of the things that you think are on the table as options to help insulate Jaden this weekend?
Yeah, I think changing your tempo is a big deal. You know, not just playing fast, but sometimes playing super fast, sometimes playing fast, sometimes playing kind of at a medium pace, sometimes getting there and taking your time and trying to gather information and making sure that, you know, you can use that in-head communication, you know, as long as possible. I think the second thing is, you know, make sure that everyone's really greased in their rules. You know, sometimes early on in the season, you can get yourself into trouble if you're constantly chasing perfection in these situations, but really just, hey, what are the rules of this protection? I don't care what the defense is saying or not. What is the rule? Okay, if that person blitzes, he's not blocked for, and making sure that you're not trying to chase perfection early on. I think the more that you can get the ball out in some type of perimeter screen, the better, especially, you know, with downs that you might anticipate a pressure. So you got, let's live in the world where it's second and eight. Don't wait till third down to call that screen. Get it out in second down and see if you can hurt that defense with an easy decision and a mental break for Jaden. So I think those are the big things, you know, is making sure that you're not stressing him. You're not stressing that offensive line too much.
All right, Dan, I'm going to try to ask a nerdy football question without losing the audience here. So bear with me just a moment as I explain. Running the football sounds easy. It's like block the guy ahead of you. But when teams install runs, they have to account for all the different alignments that a defense is going to throw at them. So that, of course, is good so far explaining this to the audience. The challenge, I think, this weekend for this run game for Washington is they have practiced mostly against a four down front, their own front throughout all of training camp. The Jets play some three, the Dolphins play some three down, but Tampa plays a lot of three down fronts, and they move guys around, and it's super tricky to kind of target those runs. As a quarterback, as an offensive line, Tyler Biadasz has a lot on his plate. That's the long windup, Dan, to how hard is it in your experience, having played and studied the game, you know, playing for 12 years, all that kind of stuff, to do that, especially in week one coming out of training camp, where you get in a rhythm of doing against your own guys and the slight sprinkle of a joint practice, because running the football obviously is something this team wants to do, and doing it, it's not that you can't run on Tampa, it's just you got to do it differently. How hard is that adjustment in week one?
Yeah, it's big time challenge, and then you throw in the reality that you just can't replicate a Vita Vea. You just can't, no matter how hard you try. So, I think a couple of things are really important in that conversation. Number one, I've always believed 3-4 defenses were harder in any element to prepare for, just because, you know, it's the numbers. There's four people off the ball more often, so there's more movement. So there's that reality, and so teams do a really good job of understanding. Really good coaches do a good job of understanding, okay, there's plays that we won't run. We just will not call them versus 3-4 defenses and vice versa. So a 3-4 defense, you kind of want to try to live a little bit more in running the ball inside, because you have those off-the-ball linebackers. And 4-3 defenses, you want to try to at times get the ball on the outside. So I think you try to make sure that you're paying attention to that. If you're Cliff Kingsbury and understanding this is what they're going to try and do now. Again, the Vita Vea element of that is the big challenge. So is it trying to run it in inside and always making sure that they're double teaming him? I think that's paramount. Number two, during practices, you know, again, well-coached football teams will make sure even in a good versus good situation, you could have the conversation. And what I mean by that is starter versus starters. You know, Cliff Kingsbury can go to Dan Quinn and say like, hey, during this run period, can you only get into 3-4 formations for us? I want to, you know, take this run period on August 18th and we're going to really work on our run game versus 3-4. So you can try to bank some reps against that stuff and see what you're good at and see what you're not good at. And then your guys have recall. So there are certainly plays that you won't call run game wise because of just the base defensive formation from Tampa.
No doubt. And I also do wonder defensively for Washington with Jerzon Newton in the fold, assuming that he's healthy, like, do they get to a point this year where, especially if Jamin Davis can continue to make the progress on the edge, like with him, Dante Fowler, Frankie Louvu, like, do they go three down in Washington? That could be a thing defensively for them that they have in their back pocket that they haven't shown yet. Last thing for Dan Orlovsky here, of course, NFL analyst for ESPN, is that Washington defense. Baker, you know, obviously had a great year last year under Canales. He leaves, takes the head coaching job in Carolina. Liam Cohn comes in as the offensive coordinator, last in the NFL in 2022 with Sean and the Rams. How do you think what Cohen's background is matches up with the success that Baker's had, not just last year, but the last year he had in Cleveland under Kevin Stefanski as well?
Yeah, I expect them to not skip a beat offensively. You, if you go in Baker, the last two seasons that he's played healthy, he's a pretty darn good player. And most of his career has been in the scheme that Liam Cohen is going to call. It, you know, Liam cut his teeth a little bit from the Sean McVay tree, to your point. He's been part of that organization a couple times. And so that's what Kevin Stefanski runs. That's obviously what he ran in Cleveland. He ran it with the Rams. Canales was a little bit less, but, you know, Canales having a little bit of time in Seattle, you know, had somewhat of a background on it. So I think that you'll see this football team offensively in Tampa be a little bit more like Cleveland Baker's offense, which more play action, more crossers, more trying to hit chunks. You're still going to live in a little bit of the drop back shotgun game that Canales brought because of their perimeter players, McMillan being the addition from Washington this year as well. So this offense will probably be 80% what he ran in Cleveland and 20% what Canales did with them.
Makes sense. Dan Orlovsky, ESPN NFL analyst. You can watch him on NFL Live, on Get Up, on SportsCenter, on all the other programs. You guys got a lot of them up there. The whole worldwide leader thing. Nice wide swath of programming. Dan's on all of it, of course, talking ball. Always appreciate your time here on the show, man. And we'll talk to you again later in the season.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Orlovsky, everybody, from ESPN. You gotta love that. When we get back here on the Hoffman Show, we're going to talk about one of the, I don't know, 10 most important sports figures in the U.S. of the last 20 years retiring. Surprise announcement that came today. We'll do that briefly, and then we will get on to Never Read the Comments at 5:30 on the Team 980.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.